93.7, the river that goes quiet, Riot Dog and Joe Show. If you get tired of surfing the net, you want to surf the Aquanet House of Hair each and every weeknight here on the river, hosted by Dee Snider of, well, not that band, but another hair band, Twisted Sister. You can check it out here on the river each and every Saturday night, if, in fact, you like the hair band music. Now to this, though. We told you about Donald Trump, the big announcement that came from the White House last night, and this is weird, too. When you see the photos of this, and I can't even get close to the South Korean president's name, but it's Young Yu Young. And he came out in the driveway of the White House. It's all dark. It's all creepy. Makes a historical two-minute speech talking about Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, the communist dictator, and Trump accepting Kim Jong-un's invitation to meet by the end of May.
That is incredible to me.
They are going to get together. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have a milkshake. One milkshake, two straws. That's what they're going to do. This is going to be a kinship like no other. And the half-hour newscast or press release broke. White House chimed in, and they said, well, he has indeed accepted the invitation, and the two meters would meet at a place and time to be determined. So they are going to do this.
That's good news.
Is it really?
Yeah.
He's a communist dictator.
So?
So what about all the jabs? What about all the stuff that they went back and forth on? What about all the threats that Donald Trump made? What about all the Rocket Man jokes he made?
That's probably why he wants to meet with him, because he thinks that he might fight back.
I want to go through a list of the things that were said, and I quote Donald Trump. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? There's one. Kim said he'd surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire. Ooh, Trump got pissed at that one. He responded on Twitter the next morning and said, obviously, a bad man. Another one. The United States has a great strength and patience, but if forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
That was a scary one to see tweeted.
Rocket Man. I got ahead of Trump on that one. That was pretty funny. Trump also said, I too have a nuclear button, but it's much bigger and more powerful than the one he has, and my button works! Trump tweeted that in response to what Kim Jong-un said about him having new firepower. And after North Korea threatened a ballistic missile strike on the U.S. territory of Guam, Trump vowed fire and fury like the world has never seen. And now they're going to go to a photo booth. Remember on Karate Kid, you know, when they go to the golf land and you go to the fair, they have those photo booths and you and your girlfriend get in there and you make funny faces and you kiss. That's what they're going to do. They're going to get together, and they're going to go, like I said earlier, to the mall. And they're going to take pictures, and they're going to interlock arms and skip hand in hand. How do you go from that to being besties?
I have absolutely no idea, but I can tell you this. I don't know what they're going to talk about. I don't care what they're going to talk about, but if they keep missiles from being fired, I'm game on.
Joe has long thought that we were getting close to a nuclear holocaust.
You don't, honestly. The one guy that would do it, I don't know why I feel this way, but this guy, I think, would do it.
What did I tell you from the beginning? Tell the River Rockers, and I don't think we've talked about it off air or on air, but what did I tell you off air? About this whole nuclear threat?
A lot, but I think the majority of it is he doesn't have the stones to do it.
Well, no, I just said it would never happen. I said, don't worry your little head at night.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
No, no one does, but I told you that nothing was ever going to happen. And the fact that he's meeting with him now, I'm kind of like, really? Really? You're going to go over there and you're going to chum it up?
Yeah, but that's even kind of scary, too.
I don't like it. I think that communist dictators should be left alone and they should be punished. And when they act out like that, I think they should be punished even more. And the fact that they're going to get together and they're going to kick it.
You wouldn't even entertain it?
No.
The thought of a photo booth wouldn't even go through your head if Kim Jong-un invited you over.
Well, think about stuff. What do we do? We go out to lunch. We hang out. We crack jokes. I mean, think about all. They're going to get together over there and sit on bags of rice and trade baseball cards. What are they going to do with all this time?
They're going to go over there, and Rodman is going to introduce the two of them.
Rodman's not going to have anything to do with this. Rodman, I think, is in jail or in rehab.
What do you call those guys that lead off the debates during the presidential election?
Like a moderator?
Yeah, Rodman's going to be the moderator.
He's going to moderate this.
Yeah, he's going to moderate it.
Wow.
Just to make sure everything goes off kosher, you know, and they get along well.
Does Kim Jong-un come here?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, does he come here, or do they go to a place like Guam, or do they meet in Hawaii or Japan, or do they go to South Korea? Where is it that they're going to go?
Does he go to North Korea?
What if they go to the Arden Fair Mall, and they hang out in the food court? That's where besties hang, isn't it?
Well, that'd be really close to us. We could go check that out.
Dana, what do you and your girlfriends do? Like, whenever you guys go out, what do you guys do? Like, when you go and hang out with friends, where are some places that you go?
Wait, are you relating this to Kenny because Kenny's Asian?
No, no.
Why are you asking me?
No, I'm asking you what you and your girlfriends do.
Like, me and my girlfriends. Okay, sorry.
Golly.
Why are you asking me?
No, I'm asking what do friends do when they connect and they hang out? Trump and Kim Jong-un, do they go wine tasting? Do they go to the craft store? Do they make beaded bracelet friendship what do they do to patch up all these old differences? What do friends do?
I don't know. I go out to dinner or lunch a lot.
Kim Jong-un likes to eat. Donald Trump. Here's what they do. They meet somewhere. Because you know KFC, it's a worldwide franchise. Do they sit down over a bucket of fried chicken?
There will be no food.
You don't think there's going to be food at this meeting?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. If
this is going to be tense. I bet pencils are going to be going like this.
No. There's going to be a spread. Kim Jong-un likes to eat. He can't go that long in a tense meeting without having snacks.
But it's like cakes and things, right?
Yeah,
he eats like real food.
Yeah, he eats like pastries. Yeah. He's like a...
bear claws.
Yeah, he's a confectionery. Yeah. He's into the sweet stuff.
You know what I want to see happen between Trump and Kim Jong-un? Have you seen the interview?
I have seen pieces of it, yeah.
I've not seen the movie yet, no.
So, James Franco is like a big-time TV guy, right? And he goes over to interview, in quotations, Kim Jong-un, but it's just this big farce. But him and Kim Jong-un become like best friends, and they go off and they do all these cool things together. And one of the things they do is they get into Kim Jong-un's tanks, and they just start blowing stuff up. I want them to do that. I think that's what they should do together.
They should
just get out in the tank and just start blowing things up.
Causing havoc.
What about this? Like, what about an arm wrestling match? What about they sit down and it's over the top like Stallone, and they have to arm wrestle?
Yeah.
And that's how they hash out the differences.
I like it. I think that's how it should go down.
Trump old, but big.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un. Dana, can you Google his height? Google his height and weight if you can quickly, because Trump's about 6'2", and you know he weighs probably about 240, 260-ish. He looks to be.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un, 5'7", Donald Trump, 6'3".
Okay. 6'3"?
Yeah.
Inch taller than I thought. Wow. Can you get us a weight?
Yeah, hang on.
Kim Jong-un, taller than I thought.
Kim Jong-un, 290 pounds.
Whoa, he is a squatty young lad.
He does love confectionaries.
He's got a sweet tooth. And Donald Trump, where did they put his weight at?
I'm trying to find Trump.
He's
got to
be about 260.
Just a quick Google says 239.
Yeah, so, that's a little light.
Sounds about right, though. He's not that fat anymore. He's lost a lot of weight since he's...
Is Kim Jong-un, is he even 30 yet? What is he, like 32, 29? How old is he? Because he's younger. Because what we're going to do is we're going to MMA stat this out.
We're going to MMA it.
Yeah,
okay.
We got to stat it.
He would crush him in MMA stats.
Yeah, yeah. Any idea? How old's Kim Jong-un, Dana? No? Once? Twice?
I'm trying to find it.
Come on, Kim Jong-un's age.
It didn't give me it.
I'm going to go 33.
Yeah, I don't think he's not 35 yet.
Okay,
he's pretty young.
Born in 82, 36.
He's a little older. Yeah.
Well, I would have not guessed that.
And Trump just turned 70? Is he 70? I believe so. 70, 71?
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
So he's got the reach. He's got 71. The height. 71?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a bigger man, but he's older. Man, this could get dicey. This could really, really get dicey.
Dicey.
So I think it's pretty damn funny, though, that they are going to meet and finally sit down and do something.
World heavyweight Donald Trump versus world heavyweight Kim Jong-un.
World
fatweight. You actually sell it that way. That's funny.
What were you going to say, Joe?
Did you know Kim Jong-un was married?
Yeah.
I did not know that either.
He was? Past
his,
tense?
His
no,
wife,
no, he is married.
His wife is kind of pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was just doing what he did over there and had all kinds of women and whatever. I did not know he had a wife.
Well, that's probably one of many. Yeah. So we'll keep you posted. They say this meeting's going to happen at the end of May. Coming up, your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show. Hold on.